All right, I think I got it. Craig, I think you are now on your own as far as Reddit conspiracy subreddits.
Oh, are you giving up on all of them?
I was like, oh, I'll go check out the non-political conspiracy sub. Sure, it's technically non-political, but it's nothing but anti-vax propaganda. I can't read any more of that. It makes me furious.
There is quite a bit of that. Yeah, I can't argue with that. Does have a lot of that.
If I hear any more information about how I cause infertility in unvaccinated people, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, I thought you caused infertility just because people had to look at your face.
That is why. That is how I prevent. That is how I am a contraceptive. People look at me and say, no thanks, next generation. Yeah, that's
I did like, you know, the big blurb about that, you know, Baker Mayfield is all into the Sasquatch and the UFOs.
Yeah, that's fine. Those are fun.
Yeah, those ones I like.
The one is fun, and the other one is super plausible.
Yeah.
I have a vague grasp of the vastness of the universe.
Yeah.
To think that this planet is the only life in that universe is vain to a level that I can only equate to some other things that are not appropriate for this show.
It seems really incredibly statistically improbable.
Yes. So yeah, good for Baker Mayfield. I mean, yeah. I don't love him as a quarterback, but he's short and he's on a bad team.
They beat us in the playoffs.
Did they?
Yeah.
That sounds plausible. Yeah, that's fine. I do remember them beating Pittsburgh now that you said that. But
you know, our team had like 7 rushing yards over the past last 7 games of the year.
Yeah, I remember that. That was tough.
God, they were terrible.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see who the winner was this week. It was either Fofobos or Holman Sartat. I just I was distracted. I was trying to figure out what Adeptus was talking about on the icon change in iOS.
I have gotten an update yet.
Yeah, I was just looking for an update. I don't have one. There isn't one.
I was going to say, I don't have one either.
But yeah, Sartat's got to be lost if he's got No Masked Singer to be watched. I don't know what he did from 8 to 9 o'clock.
I'm sure he's adaptable. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Samurai's got it. Whoa.
Yeah, that's a different icon.
That's a lot of jazz.
Oh, my.
All right, well, we'll get to the rest of the changes in the...
And now you know the rest of the changes.
In the show. Now that we're, 7 minutes over.
Whoa, what's all that crazy jazz that you have going on for your Pokemon Go world? Field guide, Pokemon Home.
Well, that seems like a lot of external Pokemon.
Yeah, that's a lot of poker, man.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
On his screenshot.
Gotcha.
I think, as a matter of fact, Bob, I think my Switch asked me about this. I think Pokemon Home lets you fuse Pokemon Go with Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, and so there's some overlap, but I'm not super sure. I am correct.
Wow.
But I skipped that because I got Let's Go Eevee. Because I've never played a Pokemon game that isn't Pokemon Go. And I thought, you know what? I feel like the Let's Go series is kind of like the original Pokemon game remastered and updated. And that'd be a great place to start because I'm familiar with all the Pokemon. And I guess in my naive mind, I thought, oh, Pokemon's a multi-billion-dollar franchise. Surely you build a multi-billion-dollar franchise on a good game. That game is garbage. Nothing happens. You walk from where you start to Pewter City, you throw a couple Pokeballs at some lame wild Pokemon, and some chumps challenge you to a fight, and it, like, repeats. You don't get to train your Pokemon in a way that I imagined. There's no interaction. It's just so boring. I mean, it really makes Animal Crossing look like a fun, fast-paced game.
Okay.
I have never actually played a Pokemon game, so...
So, brace yourself, Craig.
Yeah, it sounds like I don't want to. So that's funny. All right. Do we want to talk about the Falcon and the Soldier real quick?
Oh, yeah, sure. Caution, if you're listening to the show and Ray's left this portion of the show in, the next 5 or so minutes might be filled with spoilers for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Well,
please press pause now.
It's not a spoiler that Batroc sucks.
Batroc is awesome. GSP playing him is awesome.
He was good. I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying the character he plays is a piece of garbage.
Well, he's not a high-powered character. He's a really good character. He's a fine mercenary.
Chump.
And he gets things done.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that he's susceptible to, bullets.
But was he, they didn't show him laying there. They didn't, I'm thinking he got away. That's my theory.
Oh, I think he probably got away, yeah.
Oh, I think he's I thought they showed him laying there next to Carly.
No,
and
I don't think so.
I feel confident that in order to develop Sharon's character further, he needs to be dead.
Hmm, that could be.
And I feel like now that they've given us, you know, Sharon at this high level. No, Carly Morgenthau. Wasn't she the head of the Flag Smashers?
That's
definitely
correct.
Not Carly Simon.
No.
She is just trying to stay out of shallow water before she gets too deep. Is that the same person? Or was that someone else?
No, that's Edie Brickell.
Edie Brickell, yeah. Who's Carly Simon? Is she so vain?
Yes.
Ah-ha!
Edie Brickell was married to Paul Simon.
Yes, that's where my confusion happened. Thank you. And yeah, so anyway, I liked it. I liked the finale. Yeah. I liked the epilogue. I loved that Zemo's butler blew up the rest of the Flag Smashers.
Oh, it was good times.
Yeah.
That guy was awesome.
And he's like, took care of it. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Very much enjoyed that show. I'd liked Wanda more, but I enjoyed the show start to end.
Is Elaine someone I should recognize?
She is Madame Hydra.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not recognize her then. I was like, why is Elaine here? And why is she building US Agent?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's building up the, you know, the dark Avengers, basically.
Right.
Yeah. But that could be good.
Yeah.
So now, what's the Loki show is next, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's a month off and then the Loki show.
Right.
And yeah, you get the bad, what is it? The bad bunch in between or whatever it's called.
That comes out on the Star Wars Day.
Oh, the Bad Batch is coming out in between?
Yeah.
At Star Wars Day, that comes
gross.
Out.
Gross. Yeah, I forgot about that. I blocked that out. I'm going to watch it, don't get me wrong, but Superpowered Clones does not appeal to me. It wasn't good when they expanded them into the Clone Wars, but it's something to watch, so I'll watch it. I love Star Wars. I'm very forgiving when it comes to Star Wars.
I hope they don't screw it up too bad, but I don't have an incredibly high expectation, so hopefully I'll be pleased.
Right. I don't think there's anything to screw up. I just didn't think I would enjoy it.
Right.
But my son will enjoy it, and that will really help me to enjoy it.
I mean, the track record of the cartoons has been pretty strong, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, except for the final season of Clone Wars.
Wow, yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm not complaining too much. It wasn't awful. I wasn't sad to have watched it. So yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that was coming out so soon.
But you know, you got to enjoy Rebels, and that was good.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Bad Batch might be great.
The world may never know until next week.
Right. So anyway, yeah, the Winter Soldier Falcon show was good. The only thing that I genuinely did not like about that show is their attempt to normalize a 6-episode season. I will not accept that in the future.
Mm.
I was barely okay with 8. 8 was like, you guys are getting lazy, but I can live with that. 6 is just, come on.
Yeah, I think
just make a movie at that point. Make a movie and don't give me anything good.
Yeah, the days of 12 to 15 episode seasons, I think, is way gone.
Oh, I'm sure that's behind me. Yeah. But I was lulled into the confidence that 10 was acceptable.
Yeah.
And then I was okay with 8. And then they came for those last 2 episodes and I didn't speak up. And then they took me away. Then it was 4 episodes, and now we're back to movies. Series are so much better than movies.
They're making a Percy Jackson series.
I'll give it a try.
On the Disney Plus. I'll check that out.
I have been, I had recently watched, are you familiar with the series Avatar The Last Airbender?
Yes.
At least its existence. You don't have to have seen it.
I am aware of its existence, yes.
Okay. It was good, and I liked it enough that my family and I are now watching the sequel, The Legend of Korra.
Okay.
And I was so excited by the first series that as I got into this next series, I had convinced myself that it was a good show and not a kid's show that's tolerable. Whew, I got heated the last episode of Korra and my wife had to really talk me down.
That's funny. Oh, the other...
Because it just...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, it is not a good show. It is a kid's show that is very watchable.
All right. And to go on with one more derail before we actually do the real show. Did you watch the Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Oh, did I ever?
Yeah. It was
awesome.
It was not bad.
Yeah. It was exactly what I had. My expectations were met completely.
I mean, I could have done without insert new character here, but, you know.
The main character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was he? Was that a character?
I have no idea.
He was made up for the movie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
It was just a tie-in to get you Scorpion to fight Sub-Zero. really.
That was fine. I liked the twist where Scorpion was the hero. I liked all the characters, again, except for Goro.
Kano was awesome.
Yeah.
Kano was super awesome.
Yeah.
He really got his due.
If you're expecting a really good movie, you're going to be disappointed. If you're expecting Mortal Kombat updated and more gory, and then you're dead on.
That's what you will get.
Yeah. I mean, you got to live with the fact that Raiden is a big downside from, you know, the original.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know, you got to do what you got to do, you know. Yeah, we can do.
Yeah, it's because you guys are so hung up on Christopher Lambert. He's a bad actor.
He's one of the greatest actors of our generation, Ian.
I don't know about that, but he's a very entertaining person.
But yeah, I enjoyed it. I saw a blurb, you know, because there's no Johnny Cage, right?
Right.
And, you know, you get the teaser at the end.
Right into the sequel.
Right. Apparently the guy who's making them felt that he wanted to focus on Kano and that Kano and Johnny Cage required too much screen time in the same movie. So he bumped Johnny Cage to movie two.
Nice. Yeah. So other than Mystery main character, I liked everybody they included. Cabal was one of my favorite characters in the game.
Mm.
So seeing him was sweet.
Yeah.
I like Jax's origin story.
The fact when they first brought Jax on and he had a little pixie arms, I was like, what is going on?
That's
and
awesome.
I'm like, wait, his magic power is to make his robot arms go from crappy tiny little arms to big giant arms.
Yeah, giant punching arms.
I'm like, all right, I guess that's what he's got.
Right.
But when he first got on screen, I'm like, what did they do to him? Like,
it was good. Arms. It's a very amusing movie. It was exactly what I expected.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Watching that weird Batgirl get her face sawed in half by Kung Lao. Dope.
She did not fare well.
No, she was not someone I remembered from the game, so I didn't care.
But I enjoyed Kano punching out someone's heart when he punched the reptile, which apparently was not reptile, it's just some other reptile.
Oh, sure. And I'm sure she was from the game, but again, my knowledge of the game stops at 3.
Oh, sure.
I know they're on like 9 or 10 now, maybe 11.
Yeah, they're on a gazillion.
I thought Melina was in 3. Maybe it was 4.
I think she comes in 3, right?
I thought
she
so,
but... she shows up in 3. She shows up the same time as Katana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
and yes, Samurai, this is still the cold one, but this is us filling up. So the show was going to be 15 minutes short. Now you'll get a full hour.
All right, apparently he's telling us that we should stop talking and talk about Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, you're all ready for
Puzzle Warriors 3. Here we go.
Take 10. Believers, welcome to the 291st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. How's it going this week?
Good.
Great, I guess.
I mean, the last 2 days have been great because we've had weather that doesn't stink.
Yeah, it's been nice.
That's been
the
nice.
The day was a little muggy, but it was still very nice. No complaints. Mm-hmm. Things are going well for me. How about you?
It goes.
Good. I'll take it.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Watch TV shows, watch movies. Did not watch the Oscars. Did you watch the Oscars?
No.
Well, only a little bit.
Well, Ian's an Oscar watcher, so.
I am. I watched, but then again, I wasn't prepared, so I didn't know what movies to expect. I didn't place any bets. I didn't have my own pool. It was, without me playing my own games while watching the Oscars, it was not interesting.
Right.
I liked that they were in little pods. That was about it.
I didn't turn it on because I couldn't name a single movie that was going to, you know, win anything.
Yeah, again, so, I was underprepared. Yeah. I haven't seen a movie in since the Star Wars 9.
Oh, yeah, that might have been it for, yeah.
Oh, that's very long.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That was probably the last thing I saw.
All right. This is the week of April 28th through May 5th in the year of our COVID continued. Over in your 5-day 4-star career. Oh,
my liver.
On the 22nd, we had Vulture. Did you fly your way to victory?
Sure, he's great.
Yeah,
one of the best 4-stars in the game. He's absolutely devastating.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
427. You had the Ancient Venoms. Have you Ancient Venomed yet?
I don't think I tried that yet. I'll do that after the show to get my daily play out of the way and some rewards.
I don't know what level Power Man was at, but man, that was surprisingly easy. Like, Venom just took no problem. Like, I just fired his powers and won.
Generally, when I play Agent Venom, I just don't like to do anything. I just get a bunch of AP, so he gets going to alien mode, and I just let that go.
That is an interesting tactic.
Yeah, it's not a good tactic, but it's what I do.
That could work to your benefit against Power Man, because he puts out shields when you fire powers, which then reduce your damage.
So I just don't fire any.
Right. I took the opposite approach and fired everything as it came available.
Right.
Oh, see, I also try not to fire too many powers against Power Man, because once he puts out those black projectiles, it's a slog.
Can be.
Yeah.
Number next on the second, you've got good old Phil going up against Stephen Strange, it appears.
You know, he's a good character because we've all taken the time to spec him in an appropriate way.
Right.
Yeah, that's a rarity. We all have him at the 5-5.
It is, because we all care that he's a character, because he's great.
Yeah, Phil's real good. I like
passives
Phil.
And actives, all in one power. What a treat.
Yeah, he's been solid. Storyland, you got Honor Among Thieves is going to get you Spidey, a Rambo, and some Scotty 5. Placement is Teen Jean and some Old Man Meatbag. That's going to roll into Strange Sights. That'll get you Torch, the Teen Jean, the Meatbag. And then you get some croissants and goat in the placement there. You can figure those out on your own. We're out of PvP season right now, so it's Claws for Concern. Get you Patch Mysterio. Placement is Imperious Rex. And category number 5, Storm. Hey, that Welcome to Shield event we had.
Yeah.
You had to use 5-star Deadpool, so no whales.
Right.
What'd you do?
I don't know if Ian even tried it, so...
I didn't. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want to drag the show down. I didn't open it up a single time. I read a couple of solutions on Reddit, but you guys can talk about it instead.
So my solution was, I actually went to Reddit as well, because as soon as I realized I couldn't do whales, and I had to use... Monica and 5-star Deadpool. Now, I do have 5-star Deadpool champed, but there's no way he could have pulled that off on his own. Like, those nodes are way too powerful. So I went with a suggestion I saw and used my newly champed Yellow Jacket, who can turn invisible, and when he's invisible, his powers do way more damage. So I just concentrated on keeping him invisible and avoiding AoE, and was able to pull it off. Yellow Jacket was the sole survivor on both the final nodes. Like, him being invisible was the only way that I won.
Yeah, I tried a few different things and settled on Loki, and I just kept Loki in front and let them kill him over and over again.
Okay.
So, like, they would kill him, I would get the tile, he would resurrect, and, you know, one time, you know, I was able to either able to win with, you know, Deadpool then firing his black power to do all the damage back, or the knife attack from Loki, which, you know, does a pretty good amount of damage. And yeah, I just let them kill Loki repeatedly, and I'm like, oh, look, you've done 135,000 points of damage. Yep, back in your face. And, you know, and then they went, oh, I can't take that much damage to my face. And I said, hey, you're right, you can't.
In the face.
So that was fun. So next time you want to try it, you know, 5-star Loki, just let them kill him a bunch of times.
That sounds like a good plan.
Right.
Yeah, I like that solution. I don't have any objection to that. The only ones I read about were typical ones, people using either America or Polaris.
So I tried Polaris once, and that was a complete no-go. I just got obliterated. And then, who else did I try? I tried, somebody had made a suggestion, I can't remember who it was, but again, I got obliterated in no time, so I just decided to run with the Yellow Jacket.
Oh yeah, I heard that was a good invisible solution.
Yeah. Yeah.
So moving on, we got new release notes, and we got a clue, Ian.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hold on, I'm not sitting down. I'm having an excitement yawn. Okay, I'm back.
Are you sitting down now?
Yeah.
All right, the next clue is devoid of humanity, but devoid is spelled very strangely. It's like capital D, lowercase e, capital V-O-I-D, no spaces. Devoid.
Like D-void?
Yeah.
Is there a place called The Void?
I'm sure. Why not?
Does someone live there?
But I
is it Dormammu?
Does he live in the void?
Sure.
I thought it was like the dark dimension or something where he
was. Well, the D void. The dark dimension void. I don't know, dude. I don't have answers.
Isn't Dark Century the void?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, we don't need another century.
No, we don't.
Isn't that what that's where Century gets his juice.
I was just wondering if this is, you know, some kind of anagram, and the D and the V are like the capitals of the first name and last name. And if you rearranged all those other letters, you would come up with something.
That's not but a whole lot of put, letters.
Yeah, I was not going to put any effort into trying to unscramble that.
Yeah, that's all I got. I have no idea.
I'm not sure. We are too deep into the Marvel Universe for me to ever guess another character again.
Coming up, the new menus are coming. We can talk about those here in a sec. Starting on May 6th, Ian, there's a new puzzle thing coming, Puzzle Ops.
Oh, good.
And it says, use the enemy's special tiles against them.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then the stone season will be coming up, whatever the next one is. I don't know. I don't keep track of that rotation. There will be a new game tutorial displayed to new players only. That makes me sad. I'm like, if you're going to get a new tutorial, I want to see it. I have to go make a new account.
You would. I will not. I would just revel in the fact that new players will have something new to enjoy.
It probably has Batroc in it. He's a non-playable boss at the end, and then you just get sad. And then it says, a fix was applied for a bug that prevented some users from sending receiving rewards via Facebook. Some users, you say? Uh-huh, some. That bug was there forever.
It was some. It never affected me, so it was definitely not all.
Man, all I could do was angry salad for like 4 straight months.
That's all anybody could do for some reason. That was weird. I don't like it.
Yeah. I ended up unfriending him on Facebook just to make it stop. I'm like, he ain't getting nothing else from me.
Poor Brian.
What I did notice now, and maybe this is just a bug with how I have my security set up or something, but now every time it gives me the list of people and I say, you know, send them rewards, it launches Facebook in my browser and wants me to re-authenticate the game again.
It does that for me as well. I'm not a fan of that. Yeah.
That is super annoying.
It puts Facebook tabs in my browser, like, endlessly.
Yeah, I do not like that.
Yeah. Apparently it's happening to Samurai too. And yes, Samurai, I have received rewards from you, at least one. I don't pay that much attention, but I definitely remember seeing your name once, so I think the Facebook thing is working now.
If you browse on over to the menu update tab of the links that I sent you there, there's some previews of what the new UI looks like. And, you know, as always, everyone knows I'm not going to be a fan. I'm not a fan. The menu system, it looks to me, you remember how Windows 8 came out and everything became those horrible tiles that no one liked?
Oh, see, now you're ruining it for me.
Because you're going to see Windows 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I see when I see that screen. I'm like, oh, it's the Windows 8 live tiles that no one liked and we wanted to turn off instantly.
No, see, I see this menu and think, wow, I've got so many options presented to me all at once. I've got the quest in progress thing, so I can see where that is. Like, I thought it looked really good. Presents you so much information all at once.
Is this happening on Steam? Is this a cross-platform change?
It is.
Great.
And apparently, from what I hear, half of your Steam screen will be just taken up just by character art.
Well, I can take it. I got a nice big new menu. Or a nice big new monitor for my Christmas.
If you scroll down to the 1, 2, 3, 4th picture down on that link, that is your Steam screen.
There's a link?
Yes, there is a link in the script. You know, I send you, I put links in there.
Ah, it's not a hyperlink, though. I'm not going to copy and paste that into a browser.
It's not a hyperlink in a notepad document. Just copy and paste.
You're out of
your link
mind.
Is in Discord.
You guys are drunk.
Also, the image is in Discord. Samurai posted it.
Is that picture of Rambo?
Yeah.
Look at all that stuff going on. That's great.
Right. That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
I'm going to have to stare at that VIP join button forever.
What you stare at isn't really a problem.
Yeah. Wait, I can't control that. The top stuff looks the same. A nice big character art so that we can enjoy the costumes that we've invested in. And then all these convenient boxes are going on over here. Listen, like every other change in this game, let's revisit this a month after launch, and I will have forgotten that it happened.
Right? That's a good point. Then we can just be like, well, it's always been that way.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The tiles have always bounced. These colors are normal. I love it when the screen goes black.
I've had bouts of tiles for 5 years.
Seriously, I don't know.
Bounce, 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 bounce. It's like the remix to Ignition. All right, well, there you go. You got anything else for news? That's all the news I got.
Perondiak just said that there was some local news because of COVID. Eateries are moving customers outdoors, and there's a local thing to make a pedlet around two parking spaces.
Yeah, this is just one place. So if you recall last year, maybe you don't recall, any case.
They went to shut down the street, yeah.
they put some outside seating at Billy Pickles.
Right.
Sure. So that interfered with people walking in the sidewalk and people were sad. So the solution this year is that they will again block the sidewalk, but in return they will build what they're calling a pedlet, where they will rent from us the two parking spots in front of their building, and they will build a wooden sidewalk to detour around the actual sidewalk to keep the ADA compatibility and stuff. So they're paying us, they pay us a little bit of rent each month, and then they pay for the lost parking revenue, and they're allowed to do this. That
seems like a pretty reasonable solution.
For, I don't know, 6 months or something.
Yeah, I don't. The last sentence was citizens are up in arms about closing down a whole street.
Well,
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, we're not closing down a whole street.
Right.
We're just closing two parking spots and part of the sidewalk.
Right. And they were up in arms about trying to. Oh, were they trying to close down Atherton, or were they trying to close down Calder?
No, Allen.
Allen. Yep. I'm into that. They do that for Arts Fest every year. Who cares?
Yeah. Some people want to make that permanent. Make Allen a permanent pedestrian walkway. Other people say no, thank you.
And they should actually do that to Calder Way, but...
Well, the problem with Calder is you have to leave it open for deliveries, because that's the only way the businesses that back
in Calder can get things.
Can get things, because they were designed that way.
No, I think Allen Street needs to become, what is it in Austin, 6th Street? I think it just needs to, be a party street constantly.
Well, you can't drive on 6th Street during the day. They block it off at, 9 o'clock on a Friday night.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, the... Calder needs to be a pedestrian after 10 a.m. or something, and just in the mornings reserve it for delivery trucks. And then, but yeah, they should take car traffic off of Calder. I agree. But
In similar local news that's less interesting, I was telling Gray about this Sunday. I was in town, and I have not walked around downtown in apparently 4 to 5 years. Everything was weird and new to me, Craig.
Did you go to the Big Dean's Chicken?
No, I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what's happening. Did you know that they sold the Greenfeld building to the Hilton and they turned it into a Hilton?
The Greenfeld building.
It's called the Scholar now. By the Scholar by Hilton. The Hilton Hotel.
That's the one in the corner of Pew and Beaver.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
What's up with that? That's weird. I didn't know you had a Hyatt. I didn't know you had a H&M. I didn't know they finally finished the Fraser Street shopping complex.
The H&M has been there with the Target for years, dude.
Yeah, 4 or 5, which is the last time I walked around downtown. You have a Sheetz downtown instead of Club Stabby's.
That is correct. Instead of
that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I go there for lunch pretty often.
Stabby's will be missed.
You would. You're disgusting. I'm walking around downtown. We have unlimited food options. Craig goes to the gas station to eat.
It doesn't sell gas. It just sells Sheetz food and, booze. Most things in town I don't like, because I don't eat, foods.
I know.
So
I know you don't like
when
food.
Every restaurant is Mexican or Chinese, that eliminates all of those from me. But Big Dean's Chicken, I'm on board with it. It was good. It is where Qdoba used to be?
I didn't make it down that far.
Okay.
I went up Fraser.
I gotcha. But yeah, if you come back downtown, go to where Qdoba was. It's one of those Nashville hot chicken places.
See, that sounds good. I would eat there. There's a delicious-looking Lebanese restaurant behind Campus Casino. I would eat there, too.
I have not run across that, but...
Well, you wouldn't. Yeah. You eat at Sheetz.
Yeah. Good point. I would still murder someone to get an Arby's back in town, but what are you gonna do?
Wow, that seems extreme, but... The French dip is pretty good.
Long John's...
They do have the meats.
Long John's would also be awesome, but,
The intestinal awareness is not worth it, man.
No, but I do get some hush puppies from Sheetz, so.
So it's like both.
They're, called puppies with a Z, puppies.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is going to be the longest show ever, because we just
don't have time.
I actually have something I wanted to share. It's Diablo news. We've talked about Diablo 2 several times recently.
All right, congratulations.
And after 21 years of playing Diablo 2, I finally, for the very first time, on Monday evening, received a Stone of Jordan ring in my questing. So 21 years later, I got a Stone of Jordan.
Nice.
Yeah, I've never had one of those jobs.
Before YouTube, before sharing what was going on in Diablo 2, I would basically puttered around in the game constantly. And I didn't know that you could get guaranteed Stones of Jordan by killing Nightmare and Dariel. So I missed out on that. I didn't realize that was a thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, before patch 110, You like the first time a unique ring would drop, it was a Nagel ring. The second time it was a Monod heal, and the third time is it would check to see if a Nagel ring existed, and if it did, it would give you a Monod heal, and if both of those existed, it would give you a Stone of Jordan. So you just kept playing the game until you got Stone of Jordan, transferred it to a different character, and kept killing that person over and over and over again until you got more Stones of Jordan.
But only on Nightmare level or difficulty.
Well, you would do it on Nightmare because only those three rings are the only three unique rings that can drop on that character. So, yeah.
Huh.
But that by the time I learned that, it was they'd fixed it. So,
I mean, generally I only, you know, I would play normal once through with a character, then I'd play Nightmare once through with a character, and then I would, you know, get the hell difficulty, and I wouldn't just keep repeat killing.
Right.
The problem on Nightmare for any reason?
In hell, in hell difficulty, all the other rings can drop.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to play in Nightmare if you're looking for an SOJ, which by the way, I got mine in normal on Pindleskin. So, yeah, totally unexpected, but very happy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, did Ray tell you I had my own Diablo 2 discovery when he was telling me about this?
No.
There's a fifth stage.
Act 5 exists.
At some point, they added a fifth stage. Like, you used to play, and then, like, you'd go through, you'd have your first two sidekicks, and then you'd have that stage where you're running through the jungle, and little things shoot you with blowguns.
That's Act 3, yeah.
And then you'd have an act four where your sidekick was some sort of like angel and he would tell you to go finish the game. They added a stage after that. I was so excited. This is going to be great when I get into this game when the new release comes out.
I am really looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have a lot of discovering to do.
That's great.
You're blowing Perondiac's mind, by the way.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, let's do that.
Ian, what's your top three this week?
I don't know, Craig. What is it?
I didn't know, that's for sure.
I know. So this week, you better be ready because we're going to start with you because okay. Yours is either going to be spectacular or the most boring, lackluster list you've delivered thus far.
I'm going to go with B.
Yeah, that's what I'm counting on. So we are going to explore the characters created in Quentin Tarantino's movie universe.
All right. My number three.
Yes.
Is going to be Pai Mei.
Huh.
Good. Okay. That's a good character. See? You're stronger than I thought.
You can't, you know, anyone who can pull off that eyebrows, that hair, and pluck your eye out in an instant's notice? How do you not love that?
Pai Mei is amazing. I'm totally on board.
Pai Mei, he's the dude.
He was one of my honorable mentions, so yeah, absolutely.
It was totally worthwhile. That story is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Pai Mei.
All right. My number three is none other than German aristocrat King Schultz, played by Christoph Waltz.
Sure.
I loved his character. I thought his character carried the whole Django movie, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was. I don't know about carried the whole movie, but it was definitely
it was still
highlight.
A good movie. But I mean, he rose above it. He really his story. You know, he had his background on Brumhilda's name. Everything he did was just super, super smooth. And he'd be like, it was nice to have someone so refined in a setting that was so lawless. Right.
Yeah, definitely. I get that. All right. My number three is Seth Gecko from Dusk to Dawn.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed George Clooney in that movie. I thought he was just fantastic.
That's one of his finest roles, I would say. When he is, is it the bouncer or Danny Trejo that he's staring down in the bar? And he's like, by the time I count to three, and then he starts counting down.
Right. Yeah, that was Danny Trejo as the bartender. Yeah, he's like,
yeah. I didn't remember if he was threatening Danny Trejo or if he was threatening the bouncer.
You have to the count of three to get out of here. One, and he immediately goes two.
Yeah, two.
I just saw a blurb the other day that like Danny Trejo has died more times on film than like anybody else.
Well, he's been in so
be
much.
Surprised,
but yeah, it's like 50 some deaths or something like that on screen.
He is a prolific actor, and he dies a lot. I'm sure Sean Bean's giving him a run for his money.
Sean Bean dies in everything.
He really does.
Well, he's the master of, all right, how long is this thing? I need to die in the first 7 minutes of it.
We are carrying that as a Quentin Tarantino movie because he owns half of that movie. It is very clear in Dusk to Dawn when Quentin Tarantino was no longer in the director's chair and Robert Rodriguez took over. It was a really exciting Tarantino movie, and then all of a sudden vampires. Right. Like, it's really crystal clear. I don't have any objection to that. That is 50% Tarantino.
All right, moving on.
Do it, Doug.
My number two, this one is just, you can boo this one quite a bit.
I will.
Because this also stayed in the Kill Bill franchise, and just like every other I like Gogo Yabari.
Oh, boo!
That is all.
Her weapon was inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
It was pointless.
Yep.
And her, I don't understand how being a murderous teenager makes you a skillful fighter. It just was. You're right. It's fine if you like her, and I support you, but also boo.
Yeah, I'm like, just every time I'm like, what is going on here? Why would you wait? Why? What? Why? That's going to hurt yourself. I don't understand how you're not hurting yourself with this weapon. I don't get it. You're dead. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yeah, totally.
That scene entertains me every time just because it's ridiculous.
And to be honest, that is the strongest fight that the bride had to go up against. Like, she got the most injured in that fight.
Yes, I would say so. Well, that whole exchange. So my number two, and we can just carry it into this, because that's the correct answer,
Oren Ishii?
Is her mistress, Oren Ishii.
Right. Yeah.
Oren, the Cottonmouth was my favorite member of the Deadly Vipers.
Yeah. I mean, she got that sweet backstory of when she was a kid and what went on. And,
super sweet animated backstory. And she was so, first of all, that fight scene was the whole thing, the whole exchange of the bride versus the crazy 88.
Mm-hmm.
Cause she got wrecked when she fought Gogo. She got further injured when she fought whoever the head of the crazy 88 is. It isn't Oren. That dude who got whacked in the head with a bamboo pole and knocked out for half the fight, but then come back and was, you know,
Johnny Moe, I
believe. He went toe-to-toe with her. Who was it?
Johnny Moe?
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah. And then, you know, her fight with Oren was spectacular.
Yep.
That scene where she steps out of her footwear.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a white snowdrop and with a white kimono. And
I don't know why, but I like the parts of that scene where it's like dead silence and all you hear
all you can hear is the deer scare.
Well, that fountain.
Ka-plunk, plunk. The fountain that.
Ka-plunk, plunk. Right?
So well put together. Their sword fight was fantastic. And then, she kind of slips up when she's ahead. And then when it's level again, she's like, I'm really sorry for making fun of you. Let's get back to killing each other. Mm. And I love Lucy Liu. I've never been like, man, this is worse because Lucy Liu is in it. Now, in fairness, I've never seen Ballistic X versus Sever, but I would consider watching it because she's
not
in
good,
it.
But yeah, it's not as horrible as you might think.
Okay, good.
All right, are we back on me?
Yeah.
All please. Right.
Well, we're going back to my favorite Tarantino movie, and my one of my favorite characters from that movie, Winston Wolfe, the Wolf,
the Wolf
in Pulp Fiction. He is an amazing character. And as a reminder, just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character.
So, Craig, unless he's your number one, I'm going to jump by you and let you know that my number one is Winston Wolfe.
All right.
And let me continue Ray's praise, because let me tell you a story about a man who gets a phone call at 6 a.m., and is in a full tuxedo at a fancy party at 6 a.m. And then proceeds to say, all right, give me the details. All right, that's 30 minutes away. I'll be there in 10.
He's a man who gets things done.
He really gets everything done. I mean, he is the absolute definition of a fixer.
Yeah.
He Jimmy, are you an oak man? All right, Craig.
My number one is from my favorite Tarantino movie, and it is Mr. Blonde.
Yeah. He stole the show in Reservoir Dogs.
I love that film, and I love Mr. Blonde, and you know, he's the tie-in, you know, he's the Vega brother. Good stuff.
He is the best of the Vega brothers.
Vic Vega is where it's at.
Yeah. Boy, yeah, he was I feel like his work in that movie is what put Tarantino on the map.
That, specifically that scene.
Yeah. Yep. Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh, so good.
Was a game changer.
I can't listen to that song without seeing Mr. Blonde. Like it's
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Ray, what you got?
So I might be breaking the rules here, but we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, that's
my
fine.
My favorite Tarantino character is Vincent Vega and Jules Winfield. To me, separately, they are not that great, but together they are fantastic. Their interaction together is what makes those scenes, and separately they are meh.
I mean, just watching the entire scene of eating in Europe is, you know, one of the best things ever.
Right. And then the foot massage discussion.
Yeah.
Like, that whole bit.
That was very insightful.
And then even their arguments after, you know, at Jimmy's, it's just.
Yeah. Well, right. And I mean, leading up to that with and their interactions with the other characters, because they are what helps to make the wolf as awesome as he is. What do they look like, Jimmy? They look like dorks. They look like a couple of dorks. They're your clothes.
But no, to me, those two characters are a character. Like, you can't have one without the other and complete those scenes. Like, it's just...
Right, that's why when their partnership fell apart, they fell apart.
Yeah.
You know, like, walk the earth, like Kane from Kung Fu. You know what that's called, Jules? That's a bum. I like that he's judging him so harshly, you know, overlooking the fact that he's a heroin junkie mobster. Right. You're going to be a bum, not like me, a hardworking man who contributes to society.
But what do you call a Whopper, Ian?
I didn't go into Burger King.
Royale with cheese?
I don't know. I didn't go into Burger King.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't go into Burger King. Look at the big brain on Brad.
They don't have quarter pounders. They're in the metric system. All right, there you go.
La Big Mac.
Yeah, but I mean, a Big Mac's Big Mac. It's just love Big Mac. There's your top three.
All right, that worked out much better than I expected.
All right. Hit me up some trivia then.
Oh, goodness. All right. Before I get into the trivia, if I don't do this every week, I'll forget. I don't follow up any of my trivia with any additional research. So if you have something different than I have, I apologize. I just go with what I find on the internet. That being said, I'm going to finish this clue and give you a new clue for next week. Both possibly wrong. And many more in the future possibly wrong.
And many more.
So when I don't obviously come up with these off the top of my head. But what I find myself doing is there seems to be a relatively unlimited supply of, you know, take this 50-question Marvel quiz to see how good your trivia is. And when I'm bored at work, I will click through those. And if I get a question wrong, I'll make a note of it. And if it seems an interesting question, I'll ask it on the show. If I knew it off the top of my head, it's too easy. I don't ask it. So I think last week, did I ask you about Hela and who her mother is because Odin gets around? So Odin apparently has a thing for giants. And Hela's mother is Angerboda? I forget what flavor of giant she was. I don't think she's another frost giant. But I will stammer and stall as I look it up.
I don't know. In the mythology,
right.
She is not the mother of Loki or Hela.
No. But if you look up the Marvel version, you got to type in Marvel after all
these
things.
Right, you have to. They change things around too much.
She is just a giantess who is also a witch.
Oh, well, that's a, you know, double combo.
Yeah.
It's like an ogre magi, right? It's a giant witch.
I think
so.
According to the images that I've stumbled on, she apparently also fights She-Ra. I don't know.
There you go. The Princess of Power. I mean, what are you going to do?
Right. So this week, I want to know who designed the Quinjet. It's pretty straightforward.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I have what I believe is the answer, and I will deliver it to you next week.
All right.
Who designed the Quinjet?
There you go. Willie, what's in the mailbag this week?
All right, so let's start over on the D3 forums. Storm of Fire posted, not really related to the UI updates, but I made the mistake of playing MPQ in black and white mode recently. And wait, what? You can do that? How is that a thing? I have no idea how you'd play in black and white mode, but...
Yeah, I'm super skeptical about this claim. But there's little pictures on I don't know.
But she says, it was unexpectedly hard, I'd imagine, when I didn't have a red power available, but I did have a purple... Apparently red and purple, very confusing in black and white. She said, I like the new colors, though, especially the per pink And hopefully there's more of a difference between the red and purple in the black and white mode. I don't know what this is or why you would be playing in black and white, but all
right. Right, because it says a mode. Like, if you were like, I played it on a, you know, if it were a claim that you were playing it on Steam and that your monitor were somehow black and white.
Right.
But I don't know what like a weird, like, Kindle Fire version or something that...
Maybe.
Right, loaded it on a Kindle Paperwhite and was like, this is the best I can do.
If that works, I'll try it on my Kindle Paperwhite, because why not?
So I'm curious. We'll have to follow up with that. She also said favorite Muppets. That got her going. So number three, Rizzo the Rat, which I'm totally behind because funny and snarky. Statler and Waldorf, which we mentioned. And the pilot from Farscape. Big friend-shaped, gets a backstory every few seasons in, wish he had more screen time. Okay, I never watched Farscape, so.
Don't think I've ever seen an episode of Farscape.
So, there you go. Honorable mention, Swedish Chef and the Clangers, who are technically not Muppets, but like soft, fuzzy puppets. I don't know who the Clangers are. Nothing? Okay.
No, does not ring a bell to me in any way.
Groups!
Wait, what are the names of the things that go yip, yip, yip?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they were the yip, yip, yip aliens.
I don't know.
Okay. So Groose on the Reddit said that was a great Henson-themed dive of a top three. I had to look it up because Eureka from Eureka's Castle would have made my top three, but that show wasn't a Henson product. It was, however, written by and the puppets designed by R.L. Stine, so that was nifty.
Eureka's Castle, huh?
Yeah.
I remember disliking that show.
I vaguely remember it was a thing, but that's about it. He also said making it 290 episodes without Ian succumbing to gastrointestinal distress, jelly belly induced cardiac arrest, sock splinters, or creepy crawly bugs is commendable. I hope it isn't, but maybe 300 should be the end for his own sanity and safety.
I feel the same way. I hope it isn't, but I won't be sad if it is.
Jordan from Jersey said, regardless of whether you end the show at 300 or 3,000, I do hope you continue to do podcasting together. Your chemistry is fun to listen to, even when discussing subjects that I don't otherwise give a crap about.
Plus, we got a show for you.
Plus, it gives you an excuse to talk to each other on a regular basis. So I think he's trying to talk us into it.
I appreciate that. If you're worried that we're not going to be friends anymore after the show, let me put your fears to rest.
We've gone through worse.
I've been trying to get rid of Ian for 25 years.
Thought he was in the clear when Golden Mean Games closed. Little did he know. Yeah. I'm like a bad penny.
Hey, Samurai, I'm dying to actually, run a call-in show, but, what are you going to do? It just seems like a lot of work on my part, and, man, I am so lazy, but... Man, that is a dream job, but someday I do want to win the lottery, rent a bunch of radio time, so Ian and I could just sit on a radio station and take phone calls and just yell at each other. That's really a dream.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. I feel like the FCC has rules against cursing on the air.
Right.
No, we'll go on the satellite radio. We'll get a channel
okay.
Because that's easy.
On FX, or XM.
Whatever. Then we'll have the next station up from Howard Stern. It'll be Howard Stern, and then Ian and Craig.
All right, I'm going to continue because, man, this has gone way too long.
Yeah, really. This
but
is outrageous.
So if you're really, keen about a call-in show, send in lots of comments and maybe we can make something happen. We'll need some Patreons because I can't afford any of this stuff.
Stinkpalm on the Reddit said, KIDS Kids Incorporated. Ray, please do not say that out loud. Uh-oh. Because it will replant that stupid song in my head.
Yep.
Or maybe do, you sadist.
Incorporated. K-I-D-S-O.
I don't know if you heard while you were singing, but he continued, or maybe do say it, you sadists. I didn't want to remember that song. It's worse than fruit salad cereal or fruit island cereal. Ah, yama yama, you can sing it too. I have no idea what that is.
Fruit salad, yummy yummy.
Sure, I don't know.
I've never heard of that. The only cereal commercial that's stuck in my head is: did you ever eat Crispy Critters?
No.
There's a cereal called Crispy Crittles. They're a good wholesome bunch. They're a low-sugar cereal with lots of crunch. They're indubitably delicious. Okay. Right. That stuck with me for a long time. And then there's one Fruity Pebbles commercial where Barney disguises himself as a master rapper. And he raps to Fred about stealing his Fruity Pebbles. That song has been stuck in my head for about 30 years.
I remember that commercial. another comment, Afraid Programmer, I should have moved this up. He said, I can't believe there was a top three Muppets and nothing about Rigel or Pilot from Farscape. Again, not, I don't watch Farscape. It never intrigued me, so.
Yep. I'm sorry, I just did not know it was a thing.
And finally, on a little bit more serious note, Hesjan Gixon says, I just wanted to add a special thanks to y'all for this week's episode of PW3, as well as the other podcast. I listened to them both while driving back out of town from an out-of-town funeral, so the laughs were especially appreciated, and asked that we extend the thanks over to the other podcast crew as well. He would appreciate it. So, yeah, I didn't read this till earlier today, or I would have done that yesterday. But, yeah, we... Absolutely. Glad we could provide some entertainment. So that is it. That is what was in the mailbag. Thanks again to Willie.
And I don't know why, looking at that picture of Barney on the screen, it makes me think of, Ian, do you know who they're talking about maybe getting to play Johnny Cage in the next movie?
Oh, that's scary.
I was going to say, I'm looking at that picture, and if they're getting Reverend Run to play Johnny Cage? No.
I don't know. There's no reason why this reminds me of this, but it did. Oh. One of the participants could be The Miz.
Sure, I would totally support that.
Yeah, I could see The Miz pulling that off.
Yeah, 100%. The Miz is Johnny Cage.
Yeah, and then some people are trying to push, you know, Ryan Reynolds. And man, please no more Ryan Reynolds in movies.
Oh, no, more Ryan Reynolds.
I do not need him as Johnny Cage. No, thank you.
Oh, no, he's too high on the A-list to be Johnny Reynolds. Or not Johnny Reynolds. He's Ryan Reynolds. Let's just stick with The Miz, dude.
Yeah, I'd be excited to see The Miz.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up. Wow, man, he didn't even clap. That's amazing.
I figured out a good range from where I could clap and how hard I have to clap. We've only been practicing this 290 times.
No,
this is a recently reworked segment.
Yeah, totally a recently reworked segment.
Let's see. Black Panther, the 3-star version is boosted, so more powerful strike tiles, even more so if you have enough team-up AP, and his protect tiles will be boosted, as will his black AoE attack. Colossus, his red punch damage, looking good, and he has another ability. Oh, no, he doesn't. It's just the red punch damage. I forgot about his other two abilities, as I feel like his damage reduction is a percentage, and... We all know Fastball Special.
Hey,
greatest power that's ever been put in this game.
That's true. This is an amusement factor. I went back and looked at script 2, mm-hmm. and topic 5 back then was your best taco token / reward of the week.
Yeah, we were just fresh faced little kids exploring the world of podcasting. We were barely a year into Marvel Puzzle Quest, and now look at us. It's gruesome. Cool, Cyclops. I like that guy. He's got red and black damage. Both will be increased. Elektra, does the 3-star Elektra do anything?
She's got that knee cripple attack or something, right? Cripple blow?
Yeah, that's probably increased. Does her sidestep, does black sidestep still work at level 3? Does it still do damage? I don't know. She's a pretty new character. I have not figured out how she works yet.
let's just go with guess.
Okay. And then Kamala Khan, another... Long-time favorite, you know, at least in this game.
Ding.
Yeah, her stretchy punch and her heal will both be increased. Let's see what Domino does. When she knocks him down, she does some damage. That'll be boosted. Nothing else will contribute to the boost. The very recently reworked, totally awesome Hulk. His green punching damage is increased. His blue now does a little bit of damage. And his hot dog healing will be improved this week if you enjoy Totally Awesome Hulk.
Doing the hot dog dance.
4-star Hawkeye, Kate Bishop version, is going to be boosted this week. She does a ton of damage, but is very expensive to do so. So her Ruthless Precision damage and her Looking for Trouble damage are both going to be boosted up even further. And then the Strike Tile damage combination from Boomerangs is going to see a good bump this week as well. Let's see who else is boosted. Oh, Morbius? I'll get back to him. Let me tell you about good old Spider-Gwen. I've heard of her. Her cherry bomb does so much damage normally, it does way too much damage when she's boosted, and her kick out the jam's burst healing is going to be improved. You know what? I'm going to tell you, there is no highlighted information on Morbius, so that leads me to believe that he's either too new to get highlighted, or none of his abilities are affected by being boosted, and I bet it's B, because Samurai is pretty diligent.
No, actually, all three of his powers are going to be affected by being boosted.
Oh, no!
He's got his power that heals, so that'll do more.
I have to read the whole sentence, not just one word?
When he removes special tiles, that means he deals damage.
So his black's going to do more damage. He's got a healing repeater at blue that's going to do more healing. And his trap tiles, his purple trap tiles, if they get blown up, he's going to do extra damage and do more debuffing of the enemy tiles. So that just goes to show you that I'm super duper lazy.
He is. He looks really good, but I haven't got him past 111, so I haven't been able to use him yet. I've been hoping, but
I was going to say I don't think anything bad about him. I saw a meme on the internet today that said he's super effective against the mindless ones.
Mm.
So I don't hate that at all.
I wouldn't doubt it.
So let's see. Let's learn some things. Let's see what Samurai has to teach me this week. They boosted Morbius thinking the season would start this week and he'd be available in tokens. But when they delayed the start of the season, most people won't have many covers for him. Okay, that sounds accurate. If you do, try pairing him with 3-star Electra, who is boosted, and or anybody who creates special tiles like Carnage. If you don't have Morbius, it's all about punching things with Totally Awesome Hulk.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
The people who are boosted, I think Hulk is the star.
I believe you, because my ability to conceptualize...
Cherry Bomb does a lot of damage.
Who does?
Cherry Bomb does a lot of damage.
It does, and Hawkeye does a ton of damage.
Yeah.
I think she's underrated. I recognize that
she is.
She is expensive, but
you know, but you can get that cherry bomb down to 6.
Right, but her looking for trouble is only 8. I think that does a significant damage, and her ruthless precision does a ton of damage, and that's 12, which is less than the Hulk. But he makes his own green, so that's pretty
right.
Good. Yeah, this is a mishmash of people who are all on the same tier. No one is like blowing me away, and I'm like, no one is disappointing me either.
I think Morbius would be the strongest if I had any covers in him, but
right. So that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
On the graphic here, there looks like there's like not one but 2 Doctor Who universe images there.
Oh, I suppose that's true.
Yeah,
that's Torchwood, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
that is Gwen from Torchwood.
I never watched Torchwood. I probably should.
You should.
Cool.
Captain Jack is a delight.
I've definitely seen every episode of Tom Baker Doctor Who, though. So.
Yeah. But yeah, I could always need more Captain Jack Harkness in my life. All right, let's go to team-up time, then.
Synergy segment featuring Ray. Let's do it.
All right, let me see if I can go through this fairly quickly. So a few weeks ago, I was challenged to come up with a 4-star team. Well, maybe not a 4-star team, but specifically using Emma Frost. And this is difficult because Emma, by my recollection and experience, is one of the worst 4-stars. She's just...
Who is?
Emma Frost.
Oh.
She's just not that good.
Right.
But, so here we go. So we start off with 4-star Emma. I don't like her black because it just doesn't do what I think it should. It turns to diamond skin, which increases her match damage, but whatever. So I really went with the purple and the yellow, right? So she's got a purple that destroys enemy special tiles. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then her yellow creates strike tiles for you and then continues to improve them. All right, so let's throw in somebody who can do some damage and maybe protect her a little bit since if you do fire her black, she's going to jump in front. And she doesn't have that many hit points. So throw in the Thing, who will protect her, jump in front, and reduce all the damage by throwing out some projectiles with a passive yellow, so you can still use Emma's yellow. And then that adds his red and green for some damage-dealing powers. And, that's complementary colors. So then as a third, I went with My third character is Mordo. Because since you won't be using Emma's black, you need black and blue still. So Mordo's black and blue, pretty good. So you've got his Staff of the Living Tribunal and Vaulting Boots doing more damage. And his purple, while his purple is good, you know, if you're going up against somebody who's got tiles, maybe use Psychic Meddling for Emma. But if you're going up against people and you just want to do damage, you can use Mordo's purple. So there you go. That's a team up that I created just to answer the question, who's good to use with Emma? Hopefully that works. I don't know. It's I hadn't tried it, but it's the best I got. So there you go. That is your team up this week. Brought to you, as always, by Unify.
Unify.
All right, Ian, you got Steam open.
I do. I'm now just launching the game. Sorry, I had to wait for a couple minutes. My game updated. So.
Oh. Have you got fancy new menus?
I'll let you know in just a minute. Would I know immediately, or do I have to do something to know?
I think you should notice right away.
Nope. Looks exactly the same as it always has.
All right.
Yeah, I normally don't get the update till Thursdays, so that's what I'm expecting.
All right, I'm ready to go. Let's see what I got here. My token of the week.
I think they did that intentionally, so there's time for me to cool down about it before I complain about it on the show.
That's probably it.
Wisdom. Maria Hill, Get Out Alive. I'm sure I need that. I'm stunned that I have even one cover of Maria Hill.
Wow, I'd forgotten she exists.
Wanda isn't until next week.
Okay.
So I have one.
That's right. Fair. That takes Maria Hill to a 0-2-2.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Ian, speaking of Maria Hill.
Yes.
Did you know that they're making a How I Met Your Father?
Yes.
With Hilary Duff.
Yes. That's the detail that I did read. Yep.
Mm.
I'll watch it. I'll give it a chance.
I'll give it a chance. Yeah.
All right. So mine that I am opening is a 4-star.
Yeah.
It's Patsy.
Nice. I assume you have Hellcat Champion for a while now.
I do have her champion. She is now at a level 279.
Cool.
All right. I've got 4 to open. Let's see. The first one is Captain Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is Scorpion. Number 3, it's another Captain Hammer. And, oh, 4 is a purple. That is Scott of the Phoenix variety.
Nice.
So that gets him up to the ever-popular 210.
Oh, that is popular.
I think the only thing that he is good at is boosting your other character's damage.
Phoenix Force Cyclops?
Yeah, the power that you fire
it's, yellow, and it increases. Yellow, right?
Yeah, and it constantly builds up and builds up the other people's damage. Because he was required in the nodes, and that's all I used. I just fired his yellow and made my Thorkoye way more powerful.
Sure. Craig, what's your current Cyclops build again?
210.
Okay. I went in a slightly different direction with the 112.
Hmm.
I heard good things about the yellow, so I wanted to get that in there.
I gotcha. Thanks, as always, to this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network? Ooh. Maybe there someday will be a call-in show where I can just rant about random things.
Well, that's not on there now, so you're going to have to get yourself a Lamborghini if you want to get on this podcast network. It's the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com. For anybody interested in shows that aren't this one that involve me and Ray, because we have a great dynamic, you should check it out. There are also lots of other great shows. Not all of them involve eating wings. Some of them just involve wrestling.
Should we have a podcast about George Wendt?
George Wendt eating wings?
That's right.
While watching Wings.
That's right.
No, but you can check. If we do, it'll be in our complete archive at the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I think that's enough.
Yeah. Well, you're blown away by the bonus show?
Right.
Yes.
I'm debating on whether to put all that at the end or leave it at the beginning with a warning.
I would say dealer's choice. I don't know. Is it easier to fast forward or to just stop the show early?
It's pretty easy to fast forward. I mean, it depends. If you're listening while you're driving, maybe not, but.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. That mailbag needs filling up each week. If you want to throw us a bone, click on that Amazon banner and buy yourself something and give us a few pennies on the back end. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, since the XP38 came out, it's just not in demand. Get it, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.